卡之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年3月8日，星期日。我们今天非常非常荣幸地邀请到了我们深爱的 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们继续讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 We are reading this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Text Number 48. This chapter is entitled Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions.
我们今天早晨阅读圣典博加瓦坛第二篇第七章起特殊作用的化身的第48节。
So, we will do the word for word.
Sadriyam. Sadriyam. 先读字对字。
Niyamya.
Niyamya.
Yatato, Yatayo.
Yatayo.
Yama.
Yama.
Karta.
Karta.
Hetim.
Hetim.
Jayu,
Jayu,
Swarad,
Swarad,
Eva,
Eva,
Nipana,
Nipana,
Kanitram,
Kanitram,
Indraha,
Indraha,
Sadriyan Niyamya Yatato Yama KartaTahitim
Sadriyaniyamya Yatato Yama Kartahatim
Yajyu Svarad Iva Nipana Kanitra Mindraha
Jayu Svarad Iva Nipana Kanitra Indraha
Sadriyan Niyamya Yatato Yata Kartahitim
Sadriyan Niyamya Yatato Yama Kartahitim
Jayu Svaradiva Nipana Kanitra Mindraha
Jayu Svaradiva Nipana Ganitra Indraha
Sadriyan Niyamya Yatato Yama Kartahitim
Sadriyan Niyamya Yatato Yama Kartahitim
Jayu Svaradiva Nipana Kanitra Mindraha
Jayu Svaradiva Nipana Kanitra Mindraha
Sadriyak
Sadriyak.
Artificial mental speculation or meditation.
人为的心智推敲或冥想。
Niyamya.
Niyamya. 控制。
Controlling.
Sorry, 控制。
Yataya.
Yataya.
The mystics,
玄秘主义者
Yamakartahetim,
Yamakartahetim,
The process of spiritual culture,
灵性文化的程序
Jayu,
Jayu,
Are given up,
被放弃
Svarat
Svarat,
fully independent,
完全 完全独立的。
Eva.
Eva.
As.
如。
Nibbana.
Nibbana.
Well.
好。
Not well as good, but well as a well for water.
Oh, 井 Sorry, 井
That's, it's not translated as, okay. Kanitram.
Kanitram.
Trouble for digging.
费劲挖掘
Indraha.
Indraha.
The controlling demigods supplying rain.
提供雨水的控制的半神人。
Translation. In such a transcendental state, there is no need of artificial control of the mind, mental speculation, or meditation, as performed by the jnanis,And yogis. One gives up such a processes as the heavenly king Indra foregoes the trouble of digging a well.
译文在觉悟了绝对 Brahman 以后的这个超然阶段，不需要像思辨者和瑜伽师那样人为的控制心意，进行心智思辨或冥想。人不再进行这种活动，就像天帝 Indra 根本不必为了得到水而经历挖井的麻烦一样。
Okay, read the purport, please.
要旨，想喝水的穷人就得挖井，经历挖井的麻烦。同样道理，没有超然觉悟的人才要进行主观推测或靠控制感官进行冥想。但他们不知道，人一旦实实在在地为至尊人格守神，做超人的爱心服务，就能够控制住感官，获得灵性的完美。正是为了这个原因，伟大的解脱了的灵魂，也要不断聆听和吟诵、吟唱至尊主的各种活动。就有关这一点 ，Indra 的例子非常的适合。天帝 Indra 是负责在宇宙中调配云朵和提供雨水的半神人。因此不用为了个人饮水问题而承受挖井的麻烦，对他来说为了用水而挖井简直就是荒唐可笑的事。同样的道理，真正为至尊主做爱心服务的人已经达到了生命的最高目标，对他们来说根本没有必要为了发现神的真正本质或他的活动而进行心智思辨。不仅如此，这些奉献者也不会浪费精力去冥想至尊主的真实身份或想象的身份。至尊主的纯粹奉献者，因为实实在在的为至尊主做超然的爱心服务，所以已经获得了心智思辨和冥想的结果。因此，生命真正的完美境界是为至尊主做超然的爱心服务。
Okay. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jnatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jnabhutale Shayan Rupakadamayam Dadati Shvapanantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradha Shivasari Gaura BhaktavrindamHare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, today is Sunday, the 8th of March.
今天是周日，今天是3月8号。
Here in Sridham Mayapur, it is 20 to 5 in the morning.
现在是在 Mayapur 的时间呢，是4:45.
And we can hear the different kirtans going on in different places.
我们现在呢已经可以听到Kirtan 的声音在各处此起彼伏。
Tomorrow is Sri Gopurnima.
那明天呢 ，Sri Gopurnima.
And there are many, many devotees here.
这里呢有很多的奉献者。
But we are missing many Chinese devotees.
但是我们此时思念很多的中国的奉献者。
So we're going to speak from the verse today, and then we will begin to speak a little bit about Lord Chaitanya.
我们今天呢，先讲述一点关于今天的这个师节的话题，然后呢，我们会讲述关于一些主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的话题。
But before that, I would like to say that the small group of Chinese devotees that are here in Mayapur for more than 1 month now.
但是在讲课之前呢，我想先说，在中国有一小群中国的奉献者已经在这儿停住了一个多月的时间了。
This group is actually quite amazing.
那么这一小群奉献者呢，真的是令人惊叹。
They are following every single program.
他们在参加着每一个节目。
They go to every seminars.
他们参与了每一节课。
They go to every parikram.
他们也去参与了每一次绕拜。
I never see any one of them doing nothing.
每一位奉献者都不会滞留不做任何事情。
Even Mama Shyamavallabhi did the 7-day Gormandal Parikram with her baby.
就连Shyamavallabhi妈妈都和她的宝宝做了7天的徒步的绕拜。
And the weather has not been very good. It's been raining a lot.
这个地方的天气不是很好，下了很多雨。
Yesterday, all the Chinese devotees went by bus to Shantipur to distribute prasadam.
昨天呢，所有的中国的奉献者都坐着车子去了 Shantipur， 在那儿派发 prasadam。
And Nishinga Maharaj has been looking after them nicely, giving them lots of association.
李辛哈马尔什呢，非常好的照顾着这些中国的奉献者，给了他们很多的联谊。
So this is, I am personally very touched and very impressed by seeing how they're taking full advantage of the Holy Dhamma.
看着这些中国的奉献者，如此珍惜在圣地的这些机会，使我内心感到非常的感动。
Okay, so this verse, this is almost the end of this chapter.
那今天的这个师节呢，已经基本上是到了这一章的尾声了。
And Shukadev Goswami, of course, has many realizations.
Shukadev Goswami, 毫无疑问是有很多的觉悟的。
He is sharing how he understands the different incarnations of Krishna.
他在分享着他对于 Krishna 的各种化身的理解。
But especially what is amazing in this chapter is the attitude of Lord Brahma and his son Narada Muni.
但是在这一章里面，非常令人称道的方面呢，就是诸 Brahma 和他的儿子 Narada Muni 的谦卑的心态。
Because they are Brahma, of course, is the first created being in this material world.
诸 Brahma 他是这个物质世界的第一个创造物。
And therefore, is definitely a very powerful person.
因此他无疑是一位非常的强大的人物。
But even he himself could not understand his own origin, where he was coming from.
但是就连他自己都没有办法理解他的始源来自于何方。
And Narada Muni, who is one of his sons, was also wondering, who is the source of everything?
Narada Muni 是主 Brahma 的一个儿子，那他呢也很想知道这一切的源泉都是什么。
So he asked his father Brahma, he was thinking that Brahma is the source of everything.
对呢，他就去询问他的父亲，因为他觉得他的父亲是一切的源泉。
Since Brahma is the creator, it sounds very logical.
因为主 Brahma 他是创造者，所以听起来呢是符合逻辑的。
But as, yeah, I think in this chapter,Krishna explained in the second canto that before the creation only he existed and after the creation only he remains.
在这一篇的第二章里 Krishna 就解释说呢，在创造之前只有他存在，那么在毁灭之后呢也只有他才存在。
And this statement is the foundation of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam.
而这个陈述呢是整部圣典不加瓦坦的基石。
So, on the point of view of a conditioned soul, there are many options to try to understand the absolute truth.
那作为一个受条件限制的灵魂呢，那他有很多的方法去试图了解绝对真理。
People try to understand by sense perception, by experience.
那么有些人呢是通过感官的感触，通过自己的体验去理解。
People try to understand by their own realizations.
人们通过自己的觉悟去理解。
People try to understand by hearing from others.
人们通过从其他人那里去聆听而理解。
And here it is mentioned by mental speculation or meditation.
这里面呢也提到了通过心智推敲和通过冥想。
Some will perform great austerities so they can try to understand.
那有些人呢会经历很艰苦的苦行，然后以此方式去理解。
Or, yes, like the yogis, they perform so much austerities.
比如像瑜伽师，他们经历了那么多的苦行。
And those who cultivate knowledge, they also try to understand.
还有那些想要获得知识的人，他们也在试图理解。
But,What this verse is explaining in the purport, he said that all these attempts to try to understand are fruitless.
但是在这要旨里面呢，就告诉我们了，所有的这些想要去理解的企图和这些努力呢，都是无用的，都是没有希望的。
Because once you know the source of everything, then you know everything.
因为当你了解了一切的源泉的时候，你也就无所不晓了。
And therefore, the example here is given of Lord Indra trying to dig a well to get water.
所以这里面就给了我们一个例子，关于主 Indra 天帝 Indra 去挖井得水的例子。
So.It makes no sense because Indra is the biggest supplier of water in the universe.
那这么做呢是不符合逻辑的，原因就是因为天帝 Indra 他本来就是这全宇宙的最大的供水者。
So in our Wednesday study of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are studying the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan Goswami.
在我们的周三的永恒的 Chaitanya 经的讲课中呢，我们讲述到的部分是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Sanatana Goswami 的教导。
And Lord Chaitanya gives a very nice example.
主宰丹娘马哈巴布就给了很好的例子。
He tells the story to Sanatan Goswami about an astrologer.
他给 Sanatan Goswami 讲了星象师的故事。
So astrologers by profession are meant to know past, present, and future.
那这个星象师呢，他自己的这个专业就是他需要了解过去、现在和将来。
And by reading the stars or by reading different signs and mathematical calculation, they can tell you who you were before, why you are in such a situation, and what will happen to you in the future.
那么通过看这个星图，然后呢以及看所有的这些这个signs， 就是所有的就是这些展现出来的这些征兆，然后和经过一系列的计算呢，它可以告诉你之前的状况是怎么样子的，以及呢为什么你现在会处在这样的状态。
So such astrologer once approached a poor man.
所以就这样的一位星象师，他有次呢就遇到了一位穷人。
And he told him, why are you so poor?
他就对他说，你为什么这么穷？
Don't you know that you have a very wealthy father?
难道你不知道你自己有一个很有钱的父亲吗？
I can take you to your wealthy father.
那我可以带你去见你的很富有的父亲。
Prabhupada often gives this example when he gives lectures. He says, the poor man meets the rich man and he says, I will take you to your father. Come with me.
嗯，那舍尔巴巴在讲课中呢就经常会讲这个例子，就会说呢这个穷人遇到了富人，然后呢这个富人就会说我带你去见你的父亲，你来跟我一起走吧。
So,The astrologer tells the poor man, he said, actually your father is very wealthy and he left a big treasure for you.
这位星象师就对这穷人说呢，说你的父亲其实是很有钱的，他给你留了一大笔财富。
And he said, but you know, normally treasures, they are hidden. You have to dig to find them.
但是通常来说呢，这个财宝都是被藏起来的，所以呢，你需要去挖掘才能把它们挖出来。
So he tells him there are four places that you can dig.
星象师对这穷人说呢，有四个地方你可以去挖。
If you dig in the north, you will get no result.
但是如果你要是往北挖的话呢，你就什么也得不到。
And you may be in danger to be attacked by snakes.
而且你可能还会触碰到蛇，从而遭到危险。
And if you dig in the west, you will also get no results.
如果你要是往西挖的话呢，也不会有什么结果。
You may be attacked by ghosts.
而且可能还会被鬼魂所攻击。
And if you dig in the south, you will also not get any results.
如果你要是往南挖的话，也不会有结果。
You may be attacked by bees.
而且可能会被蜜蜂所蛰咬。
But if you dig in the east, you will find your treasure.
但是如果你要是往东挖，你就能发现你的财宝了。
You will find bhakti.
而且你还会找到 bhakti.
So this is the treasure which was left to the poor man. The poor man here is the conditioned soul, of course.
所以呢，这就是给这个穷人所留下的财宝。那么这个穷人呢？实际上就是指的是受条件限制的灵魂们。
And the astrologer can be taken as Paramatma, the Lord within the heart.
那么这位星象师呢，指的是在心中的主 Paramatma, 超灵。
And the direction of Paramatma internally are confirmed by the representation of the Paramatma, which is the spiritual master.
那我们在内心的 Paramatma 的指导，那最终呢会被外在的 Paramatma， 我们的灵性导师所证实。
So, Lord Chaitanya explained that this process of digging is actually compared to abhideya.
那主查丹尼亚马哈帕布他说呢，就是这个去挖宝的这个程序被称为叫 abhideya， 被比喻成是 abhideya。
So, first there is sambandha.
首先呢是有 sambandha.
Sambandha is just to be informed that there is a treasure.
那 sambandha 呢就是被告知是有财宝的。
Like when we read the Bhagavad Gita for the first time, we may not understand anything.
比如说当我们第一次阅读博迦梵歌的时候，我们可能什么也不明白。
But we know that in this book, all the answers are there.
但是我们知道，在这本书里，我们可以找到所有的答案。
So, we know we have the treasure, but how are we going to take advantage of this treasure?
所以我们知道是有财宝的，可是我们如何能利用这份财宝呢？
So we have to dig to find.Information that Krishna is giving us.
也就是说呢，我们必须要去研习 Krishna 所给予我们的这些信息。
And the study alone is not enough. Otherwise, it remains an intellectual exercise.
但是呢，只是学习是不够的，因为它就变成了一种学术上的练，就是变成了一种知识上的修炼了。
So, together with the study, there has to be practice.
所以说，这个伴随着研习，伴随着学习呢，我们还需要去实践。
The practice of Bhakti Yoga.
就是说我们要实践修炼 Bhakti Yoga.
And Krishna tells Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita that onlythrough devotional service can I be understood as I am.
Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》里对尔朱呢说，只有通过奉爱服务才能够原本原样的理解我。
So when we engage in practical devotional service, then when we read about Krishna, we get realizations.
所以说呢，当我们进行实际的奉献服务的习练，然后再阅读关于 Krishna 的信息的时候，我们就能够得到觉悟了。
So we may have so much knowledge available. We may have such a big treasure available.
那也许我们可能会有很多的信息，很多的知识，而且呢，有这么大的一个财宝都在那里。
But how are we going to take advantage of this treasure if we don't realize what is this treasure?
但是如果要是我们没有意识到这里有财宝的话，我们又如何能够很好的利用这些财宝呢？
Realization comes by engaging in practical devotional service to Krishna.
但是这个觉悟呢，是要来自于真正的为 Krishna 从事奉献服务的练习。
I give you another example.
我给你另外一个例子。
Let's say you win the lottery.
比如说你中了彩票。
Or your parents die and they leave lots of money in the will for you.
或者说呢，你的父母去世了，但是他们在遗嘱里给你留了一大笔钱。
So, what are your options? Now you have so much money in the bank. What are you going to do?
所以呢，现在你将怎么办呢？你现在在银行里面有这么多的存款，你怎么去用这些钱呢？
So you will find many people, they waste that money, completely wasted, thrown away.
你会发现很多人都会完全的把这笔钱给浪费掉了，就把这些钱给乱花了。
Or you can use that money to give to the TOVP.
或者呢，你可以把这笔钱捐给 TOVP 大庙。
To distribute prasadam.
也可以用这些钱去派 prasadam.
To print books.
印书。
To help devotees in their Krishna consciousness.
帮助奉献者更好地修习他们的 Krishna 知觉。
For some Krishna conscious projects.
或者说把这些钱用在 Krishna 知觉的项目之中。
There are so many ways that money can be used in Krishna's service and not be wasted.
那么有很多很多的方式可以把钱用在对 Krishna 的服务里，而不把这些钱浪费掉。
So this is the same with bhakti yoga. We have to be engaged. Engage means mind, body and senses. Engage in Krishna's service.
那么所以这也就是在bhakti yoga 里面我们所应该做的事情，也就是要把我们的心意、感官和身体全部都致力于对 Krishna 的服务之中。
And this is something which is greatly missing.In our very dear Chinese yatra.
但是呢，这也就是恰巧是我们的中国的奉献者社团里面所缺少的。
Like every morning when I am at the Guru Puja of Srila Prabhupada, at the back section, you see at least 25 Matajis making flower garlands.
比如说每天清晨在为这个 Srila Prabhupada 做 Kuru Puja 的时候，我们可以看到这个庙的后面有大概25位 Mataji 在做穿花环。
Also in Vrindavan, right? In that section in the temple room?
Yeah, yeah. 就是在 Mayapur 和在 Vrindavan 的这个庙堂早晨都是这样的。
In other words,This is how we understand how Prabhupada structured his movement by establishing deity worship.
那通过这样的方式呢，我们就可以理解 Srila Prabhupada 他是如何为这个神像崇拜来安排所有的这些结构，就是这个活动的结构的。
Because there's so much to do, so many activities centered around serving Krishna in his deity form.
因为呢，为这个 Krishna 的神像的这个形象进行服务，是有很多很多的事情需要去完成的。
So this is unfortunately missing in our yatra.
但是很不幸的是呢，在我们中国就没有这一部分的内容。
Going out on the street to chant on Harinam, also we cannot do.
还有比如说到街上去进行 Harinam 的唱诵，我们中国也没有办法做这件事情。
Otherwise, devotees could go out 8 hours a day, every day of the week.
否则的话呢，奉献者每天都可以在外面唱诵8个小时，一周7天呢都可以这么去做。
The same with distributing books.
还有呢，就是派书，也做不了。
And the same with distributing prasadam.
派 prasadam 也不行。
Well, we could do that if devotees wanted to get together and have a restaurant.
但是呢，我们其实可以聚集奉献者们在一起，然后呢，开设一个餐厅。
We could actually have.Chain restaurant all over China.
我们可以在中国开启连锁店，连锁餐厅。
But it's very, very hard work.
但是呢，这是很辛苦的工作。
But that's the whole idea. When you work hard, you purify your senses, you purify your heart, and then when you hear about Krishna, it makes sense.
但是精髓就在这儿，就是如果我们要是非常努力的、辛苦的在服务的话，那么我们就能够净化我们的感官，净化我们的内心，然后这会儿我们就能够更好的去聆听关于 Krishna 的话题了。
Srila Prabhupada one time told the devotees, our only business is to sit on the bank of the Jamuna and on the bank of the Ganges and chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day.
Srila Prabhupada 他曾经对奉献者说，我们其实唯一要做的事情就是坐在亚穆纳河的岸边，坐在恒河的岸边，一天24小时的念诵圣名。
But can we do that?
但是我们能不能做到这一点呢？
Dana Kelly, can we do that?
We can't.
Why? Tell me why we can't.
Many reasons.
Because the mind is restless.
因为我们做不到这一点的原因是因为我们的内心是非常的躁动的。
So Prabhupada said, therefore, I have created all these big, big projects to keep you busy so you can purify your mind, your body, and your senses.
所以说爸爸说，就因为这个原因，所以呢，我们就必须要制造出这么多的大的项目，然后让你们整日忙碌着。然后你们通过忙碌着在这些项目之中，使得你的 躯体、心意和感官都能够得到净化。
And then he said, work hard now, samadhi later.
然后舍勒爸爸还说呢，现在努力的工作，努力的服务，之后呢，再进入到 samadhi。
We can take, you know, this whole situation with the virus in China.
那比如说现在我们中国正处在病毒的这个状态之下。
This virus actually draws many analogies about the process of Krishna consciousness.
Draws many analogies.
Yes, you can learn, you can get a lot of lessons from that.
OK. 那么事实上呢，就是这次的这个疫情，我们是可以学到很多的关于Krishna知觉的教导的。
So there is a disease, and the disease is spreading.
比如说有这么一个病，那么这个病呢正在蔓延。
So at first there is some panic.
开始是有一种恐慌。
Then the government takes very strong measures, lockdown, every place, everyone.
然后呢，政府采取了非常的严厉的措施，把所有的东西都，把所有的设施都关闭了，然后呢，使得所有的人都被禁足了。
For what purpose? To stop the spreading.
为什么要这么做呢？原因就是为了要禁止蔓延。
It may be very inconvenient for people to sit at home.
大家待在家里可能是非常的不方便的。
But they don't spend as much money.
但是呢，他们就不需要花很多钱了。
They don't enjoy themselves.
而且呢，他们也不能够自得其乐了。
They learn to cooperate.
他们还要学着在家里面和大家和睦相处。
They are united in one spirit.
而且呢，大家还得齐聚一心。
They are prepared to sacrifice.
大家做好了要做出牺牲的准备。
For only one purpose.
但是只为了一个目的。
To be healthy and stay alive.
这一个目的就是让自己保持健康，而且保持活着。
And you can take that situation and match it with what it takes to become Krishna conscious.
那我们也可以把这样的这种状态给联想到我们的 Krishna 知觉之中。
So, in this verse, we see that it's mentioned there is no need of artificial control of the mind, mental speculation, or meditation like the jnanis and the yogis are doing. There's no need for this.
在这个世界里面呢，我们就看到了，我们不需要像瑜伽师和思辨家那样进行人为的心智推敲和冥想。
There's no need to. What's going on? What's this?
Sorry, you're talking to me?
Someone is playing music?
Yeah, I thought that is from your side. I thought it's from the temple.
No. I can hear Prabhupada singing in someone's.
Okay, well, let me check with Sumukhi Radha Mataji. Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 有一个刚才绕城跑步说他突然听见有音乐的声音，我以为是他那边的庙里面发出来的声音，他说不是，你知道是哪儿出来的声音吗？你可以打字给我。
Ashu is online also, I think.
Yeah, Ashu is online. Oh, maybe just now it's from Ashu, but now he's okay. I think now we're fine.
Okay, so there is no such a need to try to understand the absolute truth by all sorts of means except the right one.
所以呢，我们不需要通过各种各样的方法去了解绝对的真理，去了解绝对真理的方式只有一种方式。
You want to be healthy? Stay home. Don't go anywhere. Don't spend your money. Don't enjoy it.
如果你要是想健康的话，那就留在家里，不要出去，不要花钱，也不要去享受。
So similarly, you want to know about Krishna, follow the process of devotional service.
同样的，如果你要是想了解 Krishna 的话，那就应该去做对 Krishna 的奉献服务。
Don't do it by mental speculation. Don't do it by performance of austerities. Don't do it by charitable activities. It is not going to produce the desired result.
但是呢，不需要通过心智推敲，不需要通过这个进行布施，或者是通过做苦行来得到对 Krishna 的觉悟，因为这个不会给我们任何的结果。
The essence of what we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam is that this material world is orchestrated. You know the word orchestrated?
Orchestrated.
Anyway, this material world is designed by Krishna for a specific purpose.
那么这个物质世界呢，它是Krishna 为了一个特定的目的而设计安排的。
And this chapter is showing how Krishna comes regularly, it's called scheduled incarnation, and each time specific teaching according to time, place, and circumstances.
那么在这一章里面所讲述的就是Krishna 他会按时按点的来到这个物质世界，然后呢把他的教导根据时间、地点和情况来传递出来。
So Krishna also come in his own form as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么主 Krishna 呢，也以他自己的亲身的形象，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的形象前来。
This form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not listed.With all the different Lila avatar or incarnation who comes for pastime.
但是呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个化身呢，并没有被列入主 Krishna 的所有的 Lila avatar 的 这些化身之中。
Because Krishna comes in the form of his own devotee.
因为Krishna 他是以他自己的奉献者的形象前来的。
So he is hidden. Not everybody knows about it.
所以呢他是藏起来的，并不是所有的人都能够了解到这一点。
Even in Lord Chaitanya's early pastime, actually no one knew about it.
即使是在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的早期的逍遥的时候，很多人都不知道他的真实身份。
There were signs that this baby is a great personality.
那当时呢，就有一些征象，大家觉得这个宝宝，这个婴儿是一个伟大的人物。
He was born under a Nim tree, so Sita Devi gave him the name Nimai.
他的他是出生在尼麦树下的，所以说呢 ，Sita Devi, Sita 母亲给他起名叫尼麦。
The wife of Advaita Acharya gave him the name Nimai.
Advaita Acharya 的妻子给他起了尼麦这个名字。
And he was also given the name Vishvambar.
他还有一个名字呢，叫 Vishvambara.
Vishvambar means he maintains the universe.
Vishvambar 的意思呢，是他维系着宇宙。
But Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra, his parents,were just focused on how beautiful and how attractive their baby is.
但是他的父母双亲 Sachi 妈妈和 Jagannath Mishra, 完全被他的就是他们的这个婴儿的美丽和迷人所震惊了。
Just like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they get bewildered how amazing and howspecial their baby Krishna is.
就像亚修达妈妈和Nanda Maharaj, 他们也是被小 Krishna 的不可思议以及特别所困惑。
They don't know who Krishna is.
他们并不知道 Krishna 是谁。
They know that he is their son and he is very beautiful and very attractive.
那么他们知道呢 ，Krishna 是他们的儿子，很美，很有吸引力，也很迷人。
So, even normal parents, even if their child is a genius or very handsome or very intelligent, very successful, they don't look at these things. They think this is my child and I love him.
就即便是这个普通人的父母。他们的儿子他们的孩子如果要是一个天才非常的有智慧非常的出众非常的出类拔萃的话他们也不会见到这一点因为他们只是因为他是他们的儿子而爱着他。
So, as we say in English, love is blind.
就像我们英文里面有一句话说到的是爱是盲目的。
Even during Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastime,or even when he was a teenager, still devotees could not work out who is this personality.
然后呢，到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的童年逍遥以及他的少年逍遥的时候，奉献者依然搞不清楚到底他是谁。
He only revealed himself after he met his spiritual master.
只有当他遇到了他的灵性导师之后，他才揭示了他自己。
First, he established his position and the position of his eternal associates.
那首先呢，他先这个建立起了自己的身份，以及他和他的永恒的同游之间的关系。
And then he explained to them why he had appeared.
然后呢，他又向这些永恒的同游们解释了他为什么会显现。
And then he engaged all his close associates in the activities of the purpose for his coming, which is to spread the holy name of Krishna.
然后呢，他就让他所有亲密的同游去从事他来到这个物质世界的这个目的的活动，也就是传播圣名。
And finally, everyone got to realize that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different than Krishna.
最终呢，所有人都意识到了，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Krishna 之间是没有任何区别的。
But he comes for specific purpose.
但是呢，他有一个特定的目的而来。
The first one is to answer the call of Advaita Acharya.
那么首先呢，他是为了要回应 Advaita Acharya 的呼唤。
Advaita Acharya was very, very concerned with the situation in Navadvip.
当时 Navadvip 的状态使得Advaita Acharya 非常的担忧。
Because of the presence of so many Mayavadis and speculators.
因为当时呢有很多的 Mayavadi, 有很多的心智推敲者。
And so many atheists.
而且有很多的无神论者。
That he understood that only if Krishna comes himself,He can find a remedy to this situation.
他就觉得只有 Krishna 本人来才能够治愈当时的情况。
So he prayed. He worshipped Mother Ganges. He worshipped Shalagram Shila with tulsi leaves, and he begged for Krishna to come.
所以呢，他就祈祷着，他用他崇拜着这个恒河母亲，然后呢，他用恒河水和托拉西叶。来崇拜着 Shalagram Shila, 然后以此来祈求着 Krishna 能够亲自前来。
Yesterday, the devotees went to Shantipur, and after distributing prasadam, they had the darshan of that very Shalagram Shila that Advaita Acharya worshipped.
昨天奉献者去了 Shantipur, 在派完 prasadam 之后呢，他们就 darshan 了。当年由 Advaita Acharya 所崇拜的这块 Shalagram Shila.
So the pure devotee is begging for Krishna to come. First duty, Krishna comes. That was the first purpose for Lord Chaitanya's birth here.
那么纯粹的奉献者祈祷着 Krishna 能够来。那么所以为了履行他的职责 ，Krishna 就做出了回应，他就来了。这是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 前来的第一个原因。
The second purpose is to give everyone an opportunity to get pure love for Krishna through the chanting of the holy name.
那么第二个原因呢，就是让所有的人能够通过念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，得到对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
No discrimination whatsoever.
而且呢，他的这种派发是没有任何的偏见的，没有任何的偏向心的。
Every single person can receive pure love for Krishna by chanting the holy name.
每一个人都可以通过唱诵圣名得到对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
Therefore, what we should do is.After we have finished this terrible situation with the coronavirus, we have to begin to spread the Karuna virus.
所以说呢，当这个，所以说呢，当这个新冠病毒的糟糕的情况结束之后呢，我们应该做的一件事情是去传播名为 Karuna。病毒的这个事情，顺便解释一下，就是这个 ，sorry， 新冠病毒的英文是 corona， 然后呢，这个 karuna 这两个音声音很像，所以说帕布刚才就这么讲了。
Yes, the virus of compassion。
所以呢 ，karuna 病毒的意思呢，就是仁慈之病毒，怜悯之病毒。
And that compassion is that we have to extend ourselves to reach out to the people and give them a chance to even chant one time the holy name of Krishna.
也就是说呢，我们应该让自己处于一种境地，能够把圣名给予其他的人，哪怕让别人能够念诵一遍圣名。
This is how we can be, that we can feel very closely connected to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
因为只有这么做，我们就能够感到和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是非常的亲近的。
And Lord Chaitanya becomes indebted, Krishna becomes indebted to his devotee for even trying to do this.
Prabhu?
Yes?
Yes, well, I didn't hear your last part, broken.
What did you hear?
You said that Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feel indebted to the devotees.Who are even trying, then I didn't hear.
Yes. Yes, that's what I was saying.
Okay. 那么主 Krishna 和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他们对于尝试去做这件事情的奉献者是感到有着亏欠之情的。
So, normally on Gopurnima day in our yatra in China, devotees get together.
通常来说呢，在 Gopurnima 这一天的时候，在中国的奉献者会聚集在一起。
And they cook big feast, they have play, they have lecture, they have kirtan.
那么在这一天呢，会烹制大餐，然后呢还会演节目，还会有 kirtan, 还会有讲课。
But this year it won't be possible.
但是今年呢，这么庆祝是不可能的。
Not only in China, but you'd be surprised that actually quite a few temples around the world have shut down the temple because of the fear of the virus.
事实上这并不仅仅是在中国的情况。大家不要感到奇怪，在世界的很多的伊斯兰庙就是由于害怕这个病情的这个传播都关掉了。
Only in Mayapur, everybody is transcendental here. Nobody talks about it. Tomorrow there's going to be about 1 million person and nothing.
那么在Mayapur, 大家是超人的，没有人对此感到害怕，然后呢也没有人谈论关于病毒的话题，所以明天呢会有100万人聚集在这里。
Like the last 2 days, it's not even possible to enter the temple room. It's just so many people.
比如说在过去这两天里面庙里面是人山人海挤都挤不进去。
So, what's the alternative? Tomorrow is Gopurnima. Tomorrow is the biggest festival. Gopurnima Janmashtami are the two biggest festival of the year for the Vaishnavas. What to do?
那么所以明天我们该怎么办呢 ?Gopurnima 还有 Janmashtami 是在这一年中要度的两个最大的节日。所以明天我们应该怎么办呢
Devotees have been stuck in their apartment for over a month now.
但是奉献者已经在家里面憋了得一个多月了。
So, you have to do with the situation. You know, this is the ideal of a Vaishnava. Regardless of circumstances, you remain Krishna conscious.
那么所以这就是奉献者应该做的事情。无论我们处于怎样的状态或情形之下，我们都应该保持着自己的 Krishna 知觉。
So we know that already during this restriction time, devotees have been associating through WeChat quite a lot, actually.
那我们现在已经知道了，在这个禁足的时期呢，奉献者已经在微信里面进行了很多的联谊了。
Is there a special class organized for tomorrow on WeChat?
I am not aware of that.
Okay, well, we should ask Sati Mataji. She would know that.
Yes, Sati Mataji is busy. Her father is sick. So right now she's actually in the hospital.
Oh, okay. Well, we pray that her father will get better soon.
Yeah, thank you.
So devotees have to take advantage of being isolated to chant as many rounds as possible.
所以呢，奉献者因为在家里面憋，在家里面禁足，所以呢，我们应该尽量多的去念诵我们的圈数。
Just chant more than 16, chant 32 if you have to, chant more than that. You have all day, it's a fasting day.
因为而且明天呢是这个戒食的日子，所以呢我们有很多的时间，所以我们不要只念16圈，如果要是可以的话，我们可以念32圈。
And also spend time meditating that once you are able to move out of this apartment,What ideas do you have in mind for beginning to distribute this karuna, this compassion to other people?
而且呢，我们也要冥想一件事情，就是想着我们一旦可以走出家门的时候，我们应该用什么样的方法把这karuna，把这份怜悯传递给其他的人。
So Gopurnima is a very good time.For devotees to be introspective about what can I contribute to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission.
So, Guru Purnima is a very good day to let the volunteers do self-reflection and think about what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and this movement can contribute to.
And we should begin with our own family members.
而且我们应该从自己的家人开始
especially by giving prasadam to them
特别是要把 prasadam 给予他们
You can see in some of Lord Chaitanya's pastime there were no opportunity for chanting people just took prasadam
not possible for chanting but just
prasadam、
right?
if people were reluctant to hear they would take prasadam
OK. 那我们在朱查丹尼亚马哈帕布的这个逍遥里面也看到了，如果要是人们不想听这个信息的话呢，但是他们会接受 prasadam， 他们只是吃 prasadam。
So this is a very powerful way to purify people's hearts so they can get to the next step about appreciating the chanting。
因为这是一个非常的强而有力的让人得到净化的方式。从而使人能够进入到下一步，开始唱诵圣名的这一步。
And once they take prasadam and they chant, then they'll begin to ask questions. Then we can give some information, some philosophy.
所以呢，当他们荣耀了 prasadam 开始唱诵之后呢，他们就会提出一些问题。那当他们提出问题之后呢，我们也就得到了能够把这门。哲学理念传递给他们的机会。
Now, Lord Brahma, when he needed to engage in the process of creation, he needed to be empowered by Krishna. He begged for empowerment and he begged for not making mistakes.
当 Brahma 他在进行创造的时候呢，他就必须要向 Krishna 祈祷，得到他所赋予他的力量。然后呢，他也向他祈祷着，他是能够正确的去做这件事情，在他进行创造的时候不要出错。
And many of the acharyas also pray in a similar way that they have no power to do anything without Krishna's mercy.
很多的 acharya 他们也是以这样的心态在祈祷着，他们祈祷着自己是如此的无力，他们必须要从 Krishna 那儿。
So we have to pray, especially tomorrow on Gopurnima, we have to pray, we have to beg at the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and the lotus feet of our Guru Maharaj to please give me the intelligence, give me the empowerment so I can distribute Krishna consciousness to whoever I meet.
所以明天呢也是一个我们很好的祈祷的日子。我们应该在主尼提亚南达普布、主查坦尼亚马哈帕布以及我们的灵性导师的莲花足下祈祷，祈祷他们能够赐予我们力量，赐予我们智慧，能够让我们把 Krishna 知觉这门知识传递给任何一位我们可以传递的人。
This is the best way to celebrate Gopurnima.
那么这个呢将是最好的庆祝 Gopurnima 的方式。
Okay, I'll stop here.
好，那我的讲课这部分呢，先到这儿。看大家有没有任何的问题。若尔跑步在线，然后可以为我们回答问题。Prabhu, please wait a little while because devotees need to prepare for the question.
Can you hear this?
Sorry, could you say it again? Your voice is very distant away.
No, I was asking if you can hear the kirtans from far away in the country.
Not really.
Okay.
Okay, here is a question from 喜宝 Mataji Subhadra. 顶拜咕噜和翻译，感谢这个 YY 语音每天的讲课。也是我每天如饥似渴，吸收奉爱知识和仁慈的功课。我的问题是，我经常在清晨散步念诵的时候，会因为天太黑被突如其来或者看不清楚的状况吓得心惊胆战，这个时候只有依靠大声跟着圣帕巴德念诵的录音呼唤圣名才能够快速的平静下来。请问这种与生俱来的担心恐惧该如何调整才能够从心意中消失，而只是让 Krishna 的圣名充盈整个生命呢？She's saying, please accept my vulnerable biases, and I really appreciate the morning lectures from YY Classroom, because this is this is a very merciful way for me to absorbing the knowledge from Bhakti Yoga, which I am hankering for. Then my question is that, in the morning, I always doing the walk japa in the dark days, in the darkness. But sometimes I was scared by something happened all of a sudden because I was not able to see them clearly. At that time, the only way I was doing is that raise up the chanting of Srila Prabhupada's record and rely on Srila Prabhupada's chanting to calm myself down. So, I was born in this kind of fearful mood. So how to adjust that? How can I fully depend on Krishna's holy name to pacify my fearfulness and also to be in the actual peaceful mood?
Well, it's very simple. Don't chant in the dark. Turn the light on.
很简单，就是不要在黑暗中念诵，然后要在灯下念诵。But Prabhu, because she is walking outside and because that is very early in the morning.
In the dark.
Yeah, she's walking. Well, basically, she's saying that she's walking in the dark early in the morning. I guess she's also with the chanting machine of Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so the scene is like she's chanting with Srila Prabhupada chanting accompanying her, but in the darkness, in the morning, walking outside.
Then you should go to a place that you are very familiar with.
那刚才我给帕布解释了一下，就是您是在清晨还没有天亮之前在黑暗的地方边走边念诵。那么帕布给您的建议呢，就是您走在一个您比较熟悉的地方。
And I don't know where she goes, but most places at night in China, there is some light somewhere. You can see where you're walking. It's not like it's pitch dark completely.
Right.他不说呢，因为不知道您是在什么地方散步哈。但是就他所知的，在中国其实很多地方都是有路灯的，其实您还是可以看得见的，不是那么黑。
Even if you walk in a park, you can see in front of you.
就即便是您是在公园里面走，你也是还是能够看得到的。
But you have to, the whole idea of chanting is to be peaceful. You can't chant if you're not peaceful.
但是呢，我们念诵呢是为了让自己得到平静。但是呢，如果你要是本来就不平静的话，你也是没有办法念诵的。
And I assume that she goes out chanting outside in the morning because she doesn't want to disturb anyone back home.
那我想您是到外面去念诵的原因是因为您不想打扰家里面的人，是吗？
So you have to find a place where you don't have to worry about these things. And I mean, some devotees, yes, they do play Prabhupada's chanting japa together when they chant their japa, which is very useful actually.
所以说呢，您就得找一个地方，然后在念诵的时候呢，就是不会被突然之间的这些事儿所惊吓。那而且还有呢，就是我也知道有很多的奉献者是跟着吃了怕怕的念诵一起来念诵的。那么当然这也是很有用的一种方法。
But you should not worry about anything. The chanting of the holy name protects you anyway.
但是呢，当你在念诵的时候，其实你是不需要有任何的担忧的，因为呢，念诵本身就对你是一个巨大的保护。
If you get too anxious about what's going on around you, you won't be able to concentrate on your chanting.
但是呢，如果您要是对于您周遭的这些环境要是太过于担忧的话，那你就没有办法集中专心的念诵了。
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, the next question is from Dina Tarini Madaji. Hare Krishna, 顶拜爬布的莲花族，感谢翻译和主播的甜美服务。心智思辨是我们灵修道路上的一大忌，但是我们的脑子总是要思考。尤其是在阅读经典时，请教帕布如何区别心智思辨和正常的思考呢？谢谢。Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet, and thanks for the translator and the host. The mental speculation is one of the big impediments in our spiritual practice. However, our brain is thinking all the time, especially when we're doing the reading. So my question is that how to differentiate it, the mental speculation and the normal thinking? Thank you.
Well, if you actually understand what you are reading, when you read Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada makes it very clear. And whoever is speaking in the scriptures that you are reading, they make it very clear what is mental speculation and what is not.
就是说因为舍尔帕帕他在书中解释的所有的内容是非常的清晰的，如果你要是很明确的知道您在读的舍尔帕帕所写的这个内容的时候，其实你就能够从舍尔帕帕所写的这个内容里面知道什么是心智推敲，什么不是了。
Srila Prabhupada uses many, many of his purports to explain what is mental speculation and what is proper understanding of the philosophy.
Srila Prabhupada 用很多很多的要旨来解释什么是心智推敲，什么是恰当的对知识的理解，对信息的理解。
The problem is that we read the books of Srila Prabhupada with a preconceived idea of what we have learned previously.
但我们的问题就是我们是带着我们之前所固有的概念和一些理解去阅读舍勒帕帕的书籍的。
If we have read many books before that are not about Krishna consciousness, then this knowledge is going to be an obstacle to understand Krishna conscious philosophy.
如果我们要是 ，sorry, but I'm a little bit distracted. If we, what then? Sorry, could you repeat it again?
If you have been reading
but...
or studying other books before, these ideas
yes.
will be in your mind when you read Prabhupada's books.
Yes, yes, yes. 就是说如果我们之前要是读了一些其他的书籍，然后在脑子里面已经形成了一些概念的时候，那然后这些概念呢也就会去影响我们对于施乐帕帕的书籍的理解。
If you listen to other people, and as a matter of fact, you'd be surprised that there are devotees who still listen to other people give lectures,They read other people's books, philosophy, and they at the same time practice Krishna consciousness. And they wonder why it's so difficult for them to make spiritual progress.
那如果你要是去听其他的那些这个老师的这个讲课的时候，其实你也会发现，就是这个奉献者他一边在修习 Krishna 知觉，他在听这些讲课，但一边呢，他又在去。听其他的哲学的这个理论的讲课，然后呢，他还会在好奇着自己为什么不能够在 Krishna 知觉上取得进步。
Or if we read something in Prabhupada's books and we have doubts, instead of consulting with the devotees, we consult with non-devotees, and then they give us their doubts.
而且呢，就是。当我们读了舍勒爸爸的书籍，然后呢，我们会有一些困惑，有一些不明白的地方，然后我们就不会去请教 Krishna 知觉的奉献者，反而去求证那些非奉献者，然后呢，这个非奉献者呢就会把他们的这个困惑呢也就给你，然后你们俩就一块困惑起来。
So we have to be very careful to isolate ourselves.From external opinions, external thoughts, external philosophies, because they can be a great obstacle to be able to understand Krishna conscious philosophy.
所以说呢，我们就一定要小心的让自己不要去介入一些外在的概念、外在的理论、外在的这些学说，因为所有的这些东西呢，它是会很有可能会影响到我们对 Krishna 知觉的理解的。
When we read Srila Prabhupada's books, the mind has to be like a blank slate. You know what is a blank slate? A clean sheet.
Yeah.
So that you can clearly see what is Krishna conscious philosophy.
所以说呢，当我们在阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍的时候呢，我们一定要让自己把脑子清空。要像自己要一块像是一块原石一样，像是一块干净的布一样，因为只有在这样的状态下，我们才能够很好的去理解舍勒帕帕在这个书中的解释，才能够了解 Krishna 知觉到底是怎么回事。
So mental speculation is really what it is. It's a speculation from the mind. The mind is not reliable, and speculation means that it has no grounding. It has no support.
那心智推敲呢，也就意味着是用心意去推敲。那心意呢，它是靠不住的，而且呢，这种推敲呢，也是没有任何的支撑的。
Maybe this, maybe that. Tomorrow it's one thing, next day is another thing.
也许是这样，也许是那样。明天是这样，也许可能过了又变成另外一种状态了。
Absolute truth means.It never changes. It's always the same.
但是呢，绝对真理也就意味着它永远都不会发生变化，它永远都保持着那样一个状态。
This is why I mentioned at the beginning of the lecture, we have access to a treasure in terms of knowledge, but we can't realize that knowledge unless we purify the heart. And to purify the heart,We need to be engaged in chanting and use our body, mind, and senses in serving Krishna. Then we understand.
那么就像在这个课刚开始的时候呢，我就讲到了，我们是可以得到一大笔财富的，但是呢，我们必须这个财富也就是这个知识，但是呢，我们必须要是一种净化的状态，才有可能去得到这门知识，才能得到这个财富。可是我们怎么才能让自己净化呢？我们只能够通过对这个 Krishna 的就是我们只能通过念诵圣名然后呢净化我们的心意身体和躯体 然后呢，我们再对 Krishna 进行奉献服务，才能够以这样的一种方式去得到这笔财富。
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. Yes. The next question is from the devotee from YY. She's saying that, 在我遇到极端的困境时，特别需要身边有爱我的人在身边。如果孤身一个人去面对，就感到没有力量去跨越。这种情感上的需求是源于对内在什么的渴求呢？ When I am placed in the extremely difficult situation, I really need someone, be aside with me to, accompany me to pass through this difficulty. Because, I don't have any strength to face it by myself. Because, I feel I cannot really overcome it. So this type of emotional need is from what? Are there any internal reason for me to have this type of emotional dependence?
No, this is due to the lack of association with devotees.
不是，这个是源于缺少和奉献者的联谊。
This is why I mentioned earlier that because of so many restrictions in our Chinese yatra, it's very difficult for devotees to grow very strongly in Krishna consciousness by being with the devotees all the time.
那这也就是为什么刚才我在课里面也讲到了，就是由于我们中国现在的有很多的这种规定上的现状，使得这个奉献者没有办法通过和奉献者有更多的联谊，从而使自己在 Krishna 知觉中得到强而有力的成长。
So wherever you are, you have to seek out association with devotees, and it may not even be needed every single day, but.Every now and then, if you can be with the devotees or even speak with the devotees, then you will see your emotional needs will be nullified.
所以呢，就无论您是在哪儿，您都需要尽量的让自己处于和奉献者的联谊之中。那么这种联谊呢，可能也并不是说是每天都需要，但是呢，您就是隔时不时的就需要和奉献者去联谊，哪怕就是跟奉献者谈聊聊天讲讲话，这会儿你也会觉得你的这个情感上的需求得到了慰藉。
Emotional needs are very natural. It's part of the human body. It's part of the human mind.
那么这个情感需求呢是非常自然的，它是我们的身体和心意的一部分的体现。
But in Krishna consciousness, we learn to channel them and engage them in Krishna's service.
但是呢，在 Krishna 知觉的休息之中呢，我们就学着把我们情感上的需求，用在对 Krishna 的服务之中，或者是和 Krishna 的服务相连接在一起。
So by being with the devotees or speaking with the devotees, then we get to the help.Which is required to engage these emotional needs in Krishna's service.
所以说呢，当和奉献者在一起的时候，奉献者一起联谊的时候呢，就可以帮助我们把我们这些情感上的需求和 Krishna 的服务相连接在一起。
Okay.
Yes. The next question is from Ishwari Devidasi.顶拜孤乳，早起太早 ，OK， 早起如果起床太早的话，沐浴就会影响家人，因为家里不隔音，可不可以洗手刷牙先念诵，晚些的时候再沐浴，这样可以吗？感恩孤乳。Please accept my humble obeisances, Guru Maharaj. She's addressed to you.
Yeah, but I'm not Guru Maharaj. I don't have lotus feet.
Well, she's saying that if I get up too early in the morning, because my house is not soundproof, so that will making too much noise to the other family members if I take shower. So if it's okay for me just to wash my hand and brush my teeth and started to chanting and bath a little bit later, is that okay?
It's very okay.
很好，这样可以，这样没问题。That's it, right?
Okay, that's it.
I'm going to say a little bit more. Okay, so the next question is from 怎样临在当下不活在别人的世界里呢? Okay, the next question is from the devotee. I'm sorry, I cannot tell you the name because the name is not showed here. She is asking that how to live in the present but not live in the world of the others.
Wow. How to live in the present and not live in other people's worlds? Is that the question?
Yeah, basically, okay, well, let me paraphrase. I think what she's meaning that how to be present, but not live in the world of mind, the world of the, illusory world, or not living in the world of the others.Other people, that is a literary translation.
Well, when somebody wants to be very successful materially,
那么当人他想在物质上获得非常巨大的成功的时候
，or when somebody wants to achieve a great result in life.
或者说是当某人他想在生活中得到一个很巨大的成果的时候
，They know that they will not reach their goal unless they are self-disciplined.
那么他们都知道，他除非让自己非常的自律，否则他是不可能达到这个巨大的目标的。
They set their own priorities.
他们会设置自己的首当其冲想要做的事情。
And they have a specific program, they have a specific diet, they have a specific schedule, which is helping them to achieve their goals.
那么他们会给自己有特定的安排，然后呢会有每天需要做的。然后呢每天会按部就班的去这样做才可以帮助他们去达到自己的目标。
They don't spend time on the phone all the time?
他们不会一天都把时间花在电话上。
They don't stay up late at night?
他们晚上也不会很晚才睡觉。
They don't read many books?
他们也不会读太多的书籍。
They don't just talk to anyone.
他们也不会和所有的人都聊天。
They have very specific friends.
他们还有非常特定的朋友。
They know exactly what to eat to stay focused to achieve their goals.
而且呢他们为了要让自己专注于自己的目标他们也知道该吃什么样的食物。
And this is how they succeed.
这个是他们获得成功的方式。
So in the same way, if we want to achieve Krishna, we have to be self-disciplined.
所以同样的如果我们要是想得到 Krishna,我们也需要非常的自律。
We have to go to bed early, no matter what.
无论发生了什么事情，我们都要让自己早睡。
We have to switch on the phone. We have to switch off the phone.
那我们要把电话关机。
We have to have a prasadam diet, not eat bolga.
而且呢我们也要吃 prasadam, 我们不要吃没有供奉过的食物。
We don't read many books, we read Prabhupada's books.
所以我们也不会阅读各种各样的书籍，我们只阅读施拉帕帕的书籍。
We are very selective. The kind of friends that we keep, they are called devotees.
那我们也会挑选我们所交往的朋友，我们的朋友呢，都是奉献者。
In this way, we become focused on the goal to achieve and not live in a world of speculation and in a world of illusion.
那所以只有这样的一种生活方式下，我们才能够真正我们的目标，然后我们才不会生活在一个心意推敲的世界里面，才不会生活在一个虚幻的世界之中。
So this is my advice.
那是这个是你的建议。
Okay.
Next question is from Katyani Madaji. Hare Krishna, 感恩爬布和翻的早课甘露，请问 Maya 的力量很大，我们在休息 Krishna 知觉的同时要把 Maya 当成敌人吗？还是只要想着如何去做奉爱服务？ Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your lecture. And the question is that because Maya's is very strong, is very big. So while we are practicing our Krishna consciousness, shall we treat the Maya as our enemy, or we just ignore her, only focus on the devotional service?
Very good question.
这是一个非常好的问题。
Yes, this is a very intelligent way to look at the situation.
那么这是一个非常有智慧的视角来看待我们所处在的状况。
Srila Prabhupada says, never take Maya for granted.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢，就是永远都不要想当然的去对待 Maya.
And then he also says, you should be afraid of Maya.
但与此同时呢，你要害怕 Maya.
So, we don't have to meditate on being afraid of Maya. We don't have to meditate on not taking Maya for granted. We just have to meditate on devotional service and Krishna.
所以说呢，我们一方面呢，不要冥想着我们害怕 Maya， 然后另外一方面呢，我们也不要想当然的就这么去爱 Maya。我们只需要做的事情，就冥想着对Krishna 去从事奉献服务。
By focusing on our service and our studying of Srila Prabhupada's books, Maya will stay away. Maya does not like to get close to Krishna.
如果我们要是从事 Krishna 的奉献服务，专注于去阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍，那么 Maya 他就会远远的跑离开我们，因为 Maya 他不喜欢接近 Krishna。
However, we have to understand this is Maya's kingdom. This is the place where she is the most powerful.
但是呢，另一方面我们要理解，我们现在所待的这个地方呢是 Maya 的王国，这是他最强悍的地方的表现他最强悍的所在。
So in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 7, Krishna says, this energy called Maya is my energy.
在博迦梵歌第七章里 Krishna 说，这被称为 Maya 的能量是我的能量。
And it is not possible to overcome this energy unless you surrender to me.
除非你归于我，否则的话是不可能跨越这玛雅的能量的。
And this Maya comes to us in the form of the mode of nature.
而这玛雅呢，它是以物质自然的属性的形式展现在我们面前的。
Then in chapter 9, Krishna says that those devotees, Mahatmas, those who are notaffected by the illusory energy, take shelter in my divine energy.
然后在第九章 Krishna 又说，这些 Mahatma 他们不会就是他们会忽视物质的能量，而这样的人，这样的奉献者，他会托庇在我的神性的能量下。
I think that question was put to Srila Prabhupada once, where a devotee asked, how do I make
Prabhu, your voice is broken, I cannot barely hear you. Could you try again?
A question was asked one time.
Okay, now I hear you.
Yes, one devotee
yes.
asked, how do I avoid material obstacles?
有一次呢，舍尔巴巴就被问及。
Sorry. This is something else. The devotee asked, how do I know that I'm making spiritual progress? That's the question. Sorry. How do I know
okay.
I make spiritual progress?
Okay. 那有一次呢，一位奉献者就问了舍尔巴巴一个问题，就是我怎么知道我取得灵性上的进步了呢？
And the answer was, you know that you make spiritual progress when Maya no longer has any influence on you.
然后十二爸爸的回答就是，当 Maya 不再对你有任何影响的时候，你就知道你在灵性上取得进步了。
In other words, you don't concentrate on how Maya is influencing you.You concentrate on how Krishna is influencing you.
换句话说，就是我们所专注的要点呢，不是 Maya 它怎么影响了我们，而是要专注于 Krishna 怎么影响了我们。
So we stick to Krishna consciousness, and Maya stays away. If we try to understand Maya, then we get in trouble.
所以呢，如果我们要是讲述关于 Krishna 的话题的话，那么 Maya 会有我们。但是如果我们要是想要去理解 Maya 的话，想要去了解 Maya 的话，那我们可就深陷麻烦了。
And then a little short story.
然后有一个小故事。
In India, when you take the train, you have to buy a train ticket.
在是火车的话呢，就必须得买火车票。
So when you have a train ticket, you have a seat number.
那么当你拿到这个火车票的时候呢，你会有一个座位号。
So you get in the train seat and you sit where your seat number is.
所以呢是对号入座。
And you sit very comfortably and the journey begins.
所以当你他的舒舒服服的坐下以后呢，你这个旅程就开始了。
Then a very short, skinny man comes into the train.
Skinny man. 然后呢，一个又矮又瘦的一个小男子呢，就上了这个车。
And he sees that there is a tiny little spot next to you, so you will sit right on the edge of the seat.
他就看见在你的一个座位边上呢有那么一个小空，所以呢他就挤在了你的这个小空里边坐了下来。
So you think, well, I have a seat so I can move a little bit to make him a bit more comfortable.
然后你就在想，哎呀，反正我还有地儿，要稍微挪一挪，让他也坐得更舒服一点。
You think it's okay, it's respectful.
然后呢你也觉得这挺尊敬他的做法。
But 10 minutes later, a big fat mama arrives, and that's his wife.
十分钟之后呢，一位高大又高又胖的一位马塔吉就上来了。那么这位又高又胖的马塔吉呢，是这位又矮又小的男子的妻子。
And she also wants to sit down.
那他也想坐在这儿。
So now you have to move aside to make room for her.
那你现在呢又得把自己的这个椅子更挪得多一点，因为这样才能让他坐下来。
But she's not alone. She's got 4 kids.
但是呢妈妈也不是自己一人上来的，她有4个孩子。
And they all want to sit.
大家都想坐下。
So finally, you find yourself on the floor, and the family has taken over.
然后最后呢，你就发现自个儿坐地上了，然后那一家子呢，把你整个的椅子都给占住了。
So similarly, when you have your ticket number to go back to Krishna, don't leave any space for any other passenger.
所以说，当你得到了一张有座位号的回到 Krishna 身边的票的时候，你一定要抓牢这张票，不要把自己的位置的任何一点空间留给其他的旅客。
Don't leave any space for Maya.
不要给 Maya 留任何的空隙。
Okay, we finished?
No, Prabhu, can you read the information in the chat room? Ashu sent a message to you, sent a question.
Really?
Yeah, can you read, can you read that? If you can read the English, I will try to translate into Chinese.
Okay.
所以呢，现在是因为 因为阿叔今天因为是生病了，说不出话来，所以呢 ，Radha Charan Prabhu 给我们讲课，但是阿叔也同时在听课。那么阿叔呢，就请教了 Radha Charan Prabhu 一个问题。那这个问题是这样的，我试着翻译出来啊。非常感谢亲爱的 Radha Charan Prabhu 如此具有深意的讲课，我特别的喜欢您所说的这个把 corona 就是新冠，就是把冠性的这个词给发音成 corona 怜悯这个意思，因为的确我们有非常巨大的机会来介绍更多的关于 Krishna 知觉的重要性，让普通人去接受这个观点。Could we say too that it's a good opportunity for us to individual? Sorry, I haven't finished it because I first had to read it.
Okay, I read it already.
Yeah. 那我们是不是也能说，这是我们每一个个体觉悟到这个物质世界的，是真正的很痛苦的一个地方的好机会呢？因为在这个地方每一步都是危险，但是我们经常会忘掉这个被隐藏起来的概念。也许我们可以把这个 coronavirus 就是这个怜悯的病毒给予我们自己，让我们变得更加的有信心。因为通过这样是我们的庇护。那么这个能不能够成为我们一个很好的动力，让我们更好的去休息我们的 sadhana? Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, thank you very much, Ashu Prabhu, for your contribution this morning, and we all pray that your voice will return very soon.
非常感谢亲爱的阿叔帕布在今天早上这节讲课的巨大贡献，而且我们所有的人都在为您祈祷，祈祷着您的声音能够赶紧恢复。
So in English, there is a saying that charity begins at home.
在英文里面有一个说法，就是布施从自己的家里开始。
It means that there is no point serving food to the starving people if you yourself is not fed properly.
也就是说呢，当你自己还很饿的时候，你是没有食物去给予那些处于饥饿之中的人的。Okay.
I will repeat what I said, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu.
I said that charity begins at home.
帕布刚才说呢，就是这个布施从家里开始，从家人开始。
And I also said that if you are going to feed starving people, you can't do it properly unless you are yourself properly fed.
而且呢，就是当你自己还没有吃饱之前，你是没有办法去为那些饥饿的人提供食物的。
I can also say that you cannot save someone who is drowning if you don't know how to swim.
如果你要是自己不知道游泳的话，你是没有办法去救溺水的人的。
So, in meditating on distributing and expressing our compassion to others, Ashu's point is that we should be first compassionate to ourselves.
所以说呢，就是当我们向其他的人在展现我们的仁慈的时候，阿叔在今天这个问题里面提出这个观点，就是我们首先先要对自己展现出仁慈。
And Ashu makes a good point because sometimes we worry too much about others and we forget about ourselves.
那么阿叔呢，他提出了一个很好的观点，就是有的时候呢，我们太多的去担心其他的人，我们把自己给忘记了。
So you will find that if you want to look for examples of people who are very successful in being compassionate towards others is because they spend a very good amount of time to work on themselves.
所以呢，当我们看到有一些向别人展示了极强的怜悯之情的这些人的好的例子的时候，我们会发现这些人其实是花了很多时间去修正自己的。
Therefore, Ashu's point is that the way that we work on being compassionate for ourselves is done through very strong sadhana. And sadhana means every day.
那么所以阿叔他的观点就是我们向自己展现出极大的仁慈的方式就是要进行强而有力的每日的 sadhana 修习。
So, we cannot understand other people's hearts unless our own heart is very clean.
除非我们自己的内心很洁净，否则我们是没有办法理解其他人的内心的。
We have to make a huge effort every day to be very attentive during chanting japa.
在每天当我们念诵的时候我们要付出极大的努力让自己非常专注地去念诵。
No distraction.
不要有任何的分神。
Concentrating on the sound vibration of the holy name.
要让自己完全地专注于圣名的音阵之中。
Never, ever look at your phone during japa. Never.
当你在念诵 Japa 的时候，永远都不要去看手机。
If you look at your phone during Japa, it is not Japa.
所以呢，当你一边看手机一边念 Japa 的时候，这就已经不是 Japa 了。
Even if you're going to chant just four rounds, do not touch your phone during those four rounds.
即便你只是念诵四圈，在念诵这四圈的时候呢，一定不要看手机。
Do not talk to anyone during your japa.
当你在 japa 的时候，不要和任何人讲话。
This is a exclusive time that we spend privately with Krishna.
因为在念诵的这个时候呢，是我们完全和 Krishna 个人私人在一起的这个私有时间。
That's the first priority in sadhana, attentive chanting.
而且呢，这也是我们 sadhana 的最首当其冲的重要的一步，就是非常专注的 japa。
Second part of sadhana, Prabhupada's books.
第二sadhana 的第二部分呢，就是阅读释迦牟尼佛的书籍。
Prabhupada's books, there are two ways to look at them.
那么我们有有两个方法去看待释迦牟尼佛的书籍。
One is to read passively by just reading, turn the page, read, turn the page. That's one way.
那么其中一种阅读释迦牟尼佛的书籍的方式呢，就是消极的阅读，就是一篇一篇的翻着看。
Or is to study them.
还有一种方式呢，就是去研习。
And practically speaking, there is no way we can go through a single verse and say I can move on to the next one because I have understood this one. We have not understood that verse. We have to study it.
事实上呢，我们不可能说我都已经明白了这件事了，所以我现在能够往下看了。因为呢，我们没有办法理解，我们必须要好好的去研习。
Read one verse, one purport, we stop. What did I understand and what did I not understand? Let me write it down. Do I have questions? Let me write them down. That is how we read Prabhupada's books.
所以当我们在阅读释迦牟尼佛书籍的时候，我们是这样读的。当我们读了这节诗的诗节，然后呢再读要旨，读完了以后呢，我们把书先放下，然后呢再想一想，在这节诗里面我到底明白了什么，我到底有什么我是不明白的，有哪些我是不明白的，我有什么问题，然后我要把所有的这些问题呢都把它写下来。
So Japa and Prabhupada's books, that's two.
所以说呢Japa 和释迦牟尼佛爸爸的书籍的阅读，这是我们 sadhana 的两个重要方式。
Three, Krishna prasadam.
然后第三点呢，就是荣耀 Krishna 的 prasadam。
We have to be clean when we are in the kitchen, and the kitchen has to be clean.
所以说呢，当我们在厨房里为 Krishna 做饭的时候呢，这个厨房是要洁净的。
We have to cook in good consciousness, we have to offer with devotion, and then we can take what is known as prasadam.
那当我们在为 Krishna 烹饪食物的时候呢，我们要有好的知觉，而且呢我们要满怀着奉爱之情的去供奉这个食物，之后我们才可以荣耀这个被称为叫 prasadam 的食物。
Then if we have the facility, we perform arti, either to a picture of the deities or if we have deities.
那如果，然后呢，如果我们要是有这样的条件的话，我们就应该为这个神像或者是为图片来进行arti。如果我们要有神像，我们就为神像做arti。
We can spend time hearing lectures.
而且呢，我们也可以把时间花在听讲课上。
So this is the daily nourishment for the soul of a devotee. This is how we express compassion for ourselves.
那么这是我们每天奉献者应该做的，去滋养我们的灵魂的事情。而且这也就被称为叫我们对自己所展现的怜悯之情。
And part of sadhana is we have to spend time praying.
Is we have to spend the time praying, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
那么这个 sadhana 还有一部分呢，就是我们要花时间进行祈祷。
Because praying is the most powerful way to express our dependency on Guru and Krishna.
因为祈祷是一个非常强大的向 Guru 和 Krishna 展示我们对他们的依附之情的，就是依赖之情的方式。
Every day we pray to Lord Nisimhadev to protect us.
每天我们都向主 Nisimhadev 祈祷来保护我们。
Every day we pray to Krishna to engage us in his service.
每天我们都向 Krishna 祈祷能够让我们为他做服务。
Every day we pray to the spiritual master so we can become good devotees, good disciples.
每天我们都向灵性导师祈祷，祈祷自己能够成为一名好的奉献者，能够成为一个好的门徒。
Every day we pray to the Vaishnavas so they can give us their mercy.
每天我们都向 Vaishnava 祈祷，从而 Vaishnava 能够给我们仁慈。
So we have to do this every day. This is what we call sadhana.
我们这些都是每日必做的事情，这个被称为叫 sadhana。
Then we are strong enough, and we can give this treasure to others.
然后呢，我们就让自己变得强大， 然后我们就可以把这个财富给予其他的人了。
So this is my answer to Ashu.
所以这是我对阿叔的问题的解答。Probably here is one more question. Do you still have time?
Very soon.
Yeah, actually this is the last one. The last one is that 夫妻之间如何搞好家庭灵修氛围不吵不闹。How the couple build a very nice household spiritual atmosphere. No squabbles, no quarrels.
No scrabble, no squirrels.
No quarrels. No quarrel.
Okay. First of all, it is quite fortunate that a couple want to practice Krishna consciousness together. It is rare.
首先呢，如果是夫妻之间，如果是夫妻双方都想一起来进行灵修的话，这是一个很幸运的事情，这也是很罕见的。
We don't often see husband and wife together practicing Krishna consciousness. Most of the time, our matajis are married to non-devotees.
所以我们很难见到夫妻双方都愿意一起灵修的夫妻。经常是 mataji 嫁给了一位非奉献者的丈夫。
So, congratulations on practicing Krishna consciousness with your husband.
所以说如果您能和您的丈夫一起灵修就要先恭喜您。
Now, we have to understand the nature of husband and wife living together.
但是呢我们也必须要理解妻子和丈夫他们两人在一起生活的时候所具备的天然的本性。
We have likes and dislikes.
我们大家都有喜欢和不喜欢要做的事情。
We have specific moods.
我们都有自己各自的心绪。
And personalities.
有各自的性格。
So sometimes these things come into conflict.
那有的时候呢，这些相互之间就会起矛盾、起冲突。
So you have to sit down and discuss what are the things we do in common, and what are the things that we need our own space.
所以呢，就是双方要坐下来一起来沟通，哪些我们是可以一起做的，哪些是我们需要自己独自去。有自己的私人空间的。
And we have to do this with mutual respect.
而且呢，我们要相互之间尊重。
As a matter of fact, we should not see husband and wife. We should see servants of Krishna. So when you look at your wife and you look at your husband as a servant, you no longer see them. Oh, this is my husband, and he is a real pain. No.Here is a servant of Krishna. I have to respect that position.
但我们这个看待彼此的时候呢，不要把彼此看待成是妻子和丈夫的角色，而要把彼此看成是 Krishna 的仆人。但如果要是当我们真正的把对方看成是 Krishna 的仆人的时候，也就不会觉得哎呀，这是让我非常头痛的丈夫了。
Sometimes you may think, oh, my husband drives me crazy. But when you see him chanting japa, I say, wow, this is wonderful.
有的时候呢，你会觉得，哎呀，我的丈夫简直要让我发疯了。但是当你看见他坐在那念诵的时候，你会觉得这实在是太美妙了。
And the husband may think, my wife is driving me crazy, but look, she cooks such a beautiful breakfast offered to Krishna.
我这个丈夫也许可能会觉得妻子让他发疯，但是当他见到妻子为 Krishna 做了这么美味的一顿早餐的时候，也会觉得是一件非常美妙的景象。
So I can give two advice, three advice.
所以我可以给你三个建议。
You chant japa together, which means you don't talk to each other, but you chant japa together.
你们两人可以一起念诵，也就意味着当你们在念诵的时候呢，只是念诵而不会谈聊天。
Second, You read Prabhupada's books together. It means you don't have to talk to each other.
那么第二点呢，就是你们可以一起阅读释迦牟尼佛的书籍。那么当时在读书的时候呢，也不是在聊天。
Third, you take prasadam together without talking to each other.
第三点呢，就是你们俩人可以不说话，但是一起来荣耀释迦牟尼这个 Krishna 的 prasadam。
Everything else, you need your own space, but you need these three things to do in common.
这三件事呢，你们是可以一起做的，其他的事情呢，你们可以分别独自去完成。
And it's very natural that you can also express your appreciation.
而且呢，你们表达这个感激之情也是非常自然的一件事情。
The husband has to be a gentleman.
丈夫是一位绅士。
He has to have manners.
那么这个就是必须要懂礼貌，守规矩。
And the wife has to behave like a lady.
那么妻子呢，不像是一位优雅的女士一样行事。
Not walk around in pajamas all day.
而不是一整天都穿着睡衣。
So, you have to look at what you have in common and you share those things and everything else, give it other space.
所以说呢，你们就找到相互共通的地方，然后呢，去一起做这些事情，然后呢，再给彼此一些个人的空间。
And now I'm going to give you the biggest advice. I may be right, I may be wrong.
那我现在呢，将给你一个很大的一个建议，但是我也许可能是对的，也许可能是错的。
Get rid of the TV.
放弃电视。
Not get rid from the lounge room to the bedroom. Get rid of it. Out of the house. No TV.
就是把这个电视机彻底的从家里面给清除出去，而不仅仅是把电视机从卧室挪到其他的房间。
TVs destroy families.
因为电视它会毁掉这个家庭。
And it's the same with the phone.
电话也是如此。
Okay, so I will stop now.
那我现在就停在这儿了。
Thank you, Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
谢谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
Thank you, Dana Kelly Mataji.
谢谢 Dana Kelly.
Thank you to all the devotees for listening patiently and for your very wonderful questions.
非常感谢所有的耐心的聆听的奉献者以及大家所提出的这么美好的问题。
As it is the day before Gopurnima,We pray within the core of our hearts that Sri Panchatattva, Sri Sri Radha Madhava and the eight Shakis and Srila Prabhupada and Lord Nrisimhadev protects the Chinese Yatra so we can make huge spiritual progress and give Krishna consciousness to others as a gift to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢，在今天Gopurnima 前一天的这个日子里呢，我们会从内心中向 Panchatattva 五圣体、Sri Radha Madhava 还有八位 Saki 牧牛姑娘，以及Srila Prabhupada 以及主Nrisimhadev 至于我们非常诚挚的为中国所有的奉献者的祈祷，祈祷大家。能够度过这个日子，并且呢，能够之后把主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这一份巨大的仁慈作为主 Nityananda 的一份厚礼送给其他的人。
And I will make one final announcement.
然后我还会做最后一个通告。
When The 200 Chinese devotees were asked not to come to Mayapur this year.
当200位中国奉献者被告知今年不能来 Mayapur 的时候
the Mayapur managers told me personally.
Mayapur 的管理者对我说。
They told me that next year, many Chinese devotees will come to Mayapur and we will dedicate one day celebration for the Chinese Yatra.
他说明年当很多的中国奉献者来到 Mayapur 的时候，我们会特别的抽出一天的时间来欢迎中国的奉献者的到来。
Shri Gopani Mahotsava Ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jai.
Kashadesh Yatra Ki.
Jai.
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hari Hari Bol. Prabhu, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Vaikuntha 之言服务源于聆听。尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常非常感谢 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们今天早课的精彩讲述以及对所有的这些问题的耐心解答，也非常感谢阿叔 Prabhu 能够和我们在一起。咱祖母 Radha Maji 为我们安排的这个平台，咱所有的奉献者的聆听。那么祝也深深深的所有的奉献者今天能够在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的日子，为明天的 Guru Purnima 做一个很好的准备。 Hare Krishna。